Appreciate the Lord for another opportunity to back at your way of listening. I appreciate God's mercy that renews every morning, His compassions that never fail. I could never repay Him for all that He's done for me, what He's doing, what He's going to do, what He's promised. I'm thankful His promises are yea. He promised me eternal life. I've got it. I don't have to worry about dying in my sins and going to hell anymore. I was preached that since a young boy, and I understood it. It gave me fear. It kept me from a lot of things in life, a lot of things I didn't partake of, and it was because of the fear of God. And that's what the world's missing today. It's missing the fear of God. They don't really understand that the things that they're doing are sinful and shameful, and it leaves them empty every time. That's why they keep trying new things, because they've never heard the real Word of God preached. They've never been to a church where the Holy Ghost is, the Holy Spirit, given it. So that the Bible says, how can He preach except He be sent? You got to be called of God to preach His word. You don't go to school or college for it. It's not something you get taught by some professor. The great physician, the great I am, the Lord of lords and King of kings, He's the one. He's the only one that can teach you. First off, He's got to save you. That's what happened to me over 6 years ago. I remember it just like it was just a few days ago. It's been wonderful. It hadn't been a job to me. You know, when you work a job every day, sometimes you get tired of it. Sometimes you get stressed out, and you can count the days. It seems like you've been there for 10 years, but you've only been working there for a few. But see, this salvation is precious. It's wonderful. It just feels like a few days to me. It's not a chore to me. It's not a job to wake up every day and to pray and to study and to seek His face early, first and foremost, above all things. See, I love to do it. I love to put Him first. It gives me joy and content me on the inside, knowing that I'm at least trying to do what's right in life. I know I'm saved. I know I've been born again. I finally got born again when I finally gave up myself. That's what God, you know, was waiting on. That's the only sacrifice that He won't despise now, is that broken heart and a contrite spirit. When your remorse, when you're sorry that you sinned against God, not that sin caught up with you, not that you have consequences that came up in life, or you got to serve jail time, or you got to go pay this note, or go to court. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not the apology that God's looking for. He's looking for the sin of this rotten flesh, that how we're born sinners. We all have to call out on God, no matter how big of a sinner you are, from the least, even up to a murderer, to a rapist. Everybody's got to repent. The Bible said very clear, Jesus Himself said, repent, or you will all, A-double-L, likewise, perish. Everybody has to call upon God, no matter what religion, no matter what denomination, what color, what race, male or female. It doesn't matter who you are. You must call upon God with that broken heart and that contrite spirit. I'm not talking about the ones that don't understand, the ones that are have, you know, that mentally retardation, as they say, that they don't understand. They don't have, you know, sin is not imputed where there's no understanding. You see, God sees that. He's a merciful God. He knows that. Those and babies that die early, they'll go to heaven. They're already in heaven if they passed away. And the ones that have mental issues, those people will not see, you know, have to worry about perishing, you see, and going to hell. You see, that's for people that understand. When you hear the word of God, you understand what I'm talking about. You have conviction in your heart and your soul, then you understand. You can't just use that as a scapegoat. You know you've sinned. You know you've come short. You know you're not, you know, what you think you are, you see. If you're a preacher today and you're listening to me, I pray that you are saved. If you are saved, then really put out an effort. Get with it. Put God first. Do your praying. Do your studying. When I pray, I always start with myself. First, I thank Him for the opportunity to pray. I thank Him for His mercy that renews every morning, for His forgiveness, for His love, for His compassion towards me, for saving me. I get through all of that first. I thank Him for everything He's done, for all the blessings upon me. Then I start praying about myself, that I would get where I need to be, that my flesh would stop rising up every day, that I would fill all the holes that I needed to get filled up and patch all the things things that need to be patched up in my life, my attitude, my actions, my reactions, the things that I think about, and how I let the devil may work on my mind every now and then, and I don't fight it off quick enough, and I let it linger, and maybe I take it out on somebody else. Maybe I had a bad look. Maybe I had a bad attitude. Maybe I'd said something I shouldn't have. I don't cuss no more. I ain't cussed in over 6 years, but maybe it's still something I should have said in a better way. I try to get this right when I pray every day. Every morning when I wake up, I try to pray about these things because it's needful. If I stop praying about it, then it's just going to come back, just like old sins. If I start letting my flesh go, I'll start doing the old things that I used to do and start running after sin and foolishness, and that's exactly what the devil wants. If you're a real Christian, he's going to come after you. You can look for it today. You can look for the devil to come. You see, if the devil stops working on you, then evidently you're doing something wrong. You see, the devil always works on the righteous, the ones that are trying to put God first, the ones that are seeking his face, the ones that are praying and studying. He especially hates a preacher. He hates ones that are trying to go out and to do God's work, to really preach God's word instant and in season, out of season, reproving, rebuking, and exhorting with all long suffering and sound doctrine. God have mercy, this world is full of foolishness. It's just terrible to look at people just killing one another over a dollar, over a girl, over a boy. It's just, there's murders and rapists and all kinds of stuff around the world, but thank God all sin is forgivable if you just give him your heart. That's all you got to do. That's all he's looking for. He don't look for a wonderful flowery prayer that lasts about 10 minutes and you said huge words from the dictionary. That's not what God's looking for. He's looking for a broken heart and a contrite spirit. See, I've been to church all my life. I'm 26 years old. I've been to church ever since I was a baby. And as soon as I understood the word of God, from that point on, I understood what was going on. I knew I would go to hell if I didn't repent of my sins. I knew there was a heaven. I knew about Jesus, how he died for my sins, how he shed his precious blood at Calvary, how he died for us and gave his whole life because love compelled him to leave heaven and die for us all. Thank God for that. But you see, I just knew I was short. I knew I needed help. I knew I needed something to satisfy my soul because everything that I would try in life, I would come up empty. I would fall short. You see, I would still feel that same emptiness, that hole, that uneasy feeling on the inside that would just cause me to be stressed and heavy and upset about just life and angry at myself and the devil working my mind all the time. He tried to just kill me. He hates Christians. He hates the unsaved. He hates everybody that breathes. He hates God's creations. He hates everything. And that's why he was cast out of heaven, because he tried to usurp authority over Jesus. But so Jesus had to cast him out. He took a third part of the angels, that third part of the stars, down with him to the earth. And he's been walking to and fro, seeking to whom he may devour. He's that roaring lion walking to and fro, seeking to whom he may devour. He's come but for to kill, steal, and to destroy everything that breathes, everything that walks, all God's high creation. He hates us, and that's our enemy. It's not one another. It's not, you know, try to hurt one another or Christians or talk about one another. It's about helping one another and lifting up one another in prayer. If you're really Christians, you got to help each other. This is not a fight against one another. This is a fight against the devil, against the principalities, against people, the powers in high places. I'm talking about the mental, the mind. That's the demons of hell that try to work on us. That's who we're fighting against. You don't have to worry about, you know, people beside you. God will take care of them. You just got to do your praying. You got to do your studying. Seek his face early, first and foremost, and he'll put everything in place. I've trusted God. I've seen God's miracles. I've seen my preacher lay hands on people at times, and it would heal them and help them. Not that my preacher was doing anything. He was just putting God first. He was doing what God called him to do. He was staying in the gap, making up the hedge, and God blessed him with the Holy Spirit, with the gifts of healing. He's blessed him. He's not lifting up his name. He's lifting up Jesus' name. He don't care if anybody knows his name. That's what I love about him. That's what I look up to, a man. That's a real man. When all he cares about is lifting up the name of Jesus and winning precious souls before it's everlasting too late. That's my heart's desire, is to rescue the perishing and care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin in the grave, weep over the erring one, lift up the falling, and tell them all of Jesus, who's mighty to save. He can save you. If he can save me, he can most definitely save you, no matter what you've done. The only thing you can't do is blaspheme the Holy Ghost, make fun of what's being preached. I don't understand fully what that means, but I do know that's the only sin that is not forgivable. But all other sin that you may commit in life is all forgivable. It can all be washed under the blood. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God his blood cleanses us from all sins. By his stripes are we healed. Thank God for his His precious Holy Spirit that He gave when He died at Calvary. He said, I'll send back the Comforter that will help you, that will guide you, that will strengthen you every day, that will speak to you, that will teach you all things that you need to know. When I sit down or when I stand up to preach God's Word, I don't have to worry about what God's going to give. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to say. I don't premeditate. I don't pre-write down things. I don't type up a big paper and have it in my hands and read it off. I don't do those things. I trust God to give me the Word of the Lord, that He may preach through me, that I may be an open vessel, a yielded vessel to God. That's my heart's desire, is to preach His Word. And every time I sit down and have faith, every time I stand, God always gives what's needed. It may be scattered at times. It may be hindered by the devil or the thoughts in people's minds, but I don't care. I don't care if I stutter. I know God's given what's needed at that time. Every message is different. Everybody learns different. Everybody listens different. You may have a stutter and people catch their ear. It catches their ear when you stutter, and then they start to listen for a few minutes, and you stutter again, and it catches their attention. They drift off. If it's all fluent sometimes, if it's all smooth, some people just can't pay attention to that. They get lost. They just start looking off in space. But when you stutter, or when something hiccup or anything like that, it starts to grab their attention, because for some reason our human mental minds are very weak. We're very pitiful. We're just insignificant. But see, little things like that can cause people's attention to come back. God brought that to my mind. You see, everything happens for a reason. I'm thankful to know that He's my Savior today. I suggest you do some praying. Really call out on God. Don't waste another day. This is the best thing that could ever happen to you. The old song says, the Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I appreciate His love and His mercy towards me for giving me the opportunity to be born in this family where the Word of God is preached. I don't hear it around the world. You can barely hear it on the radios. You can barely find it on YouTube or the TV stations. That's such a bunch of foolishness. All they care about is your money. That's all they care about is your checkbook and how you can write them a big check. How much money can they take from you this week? How much overtime did you get at your job? That's what they'll ask you. Oh, it's blessed are those that give. Better it is to give than to receive. This is foolishness. It grieves my heart to see these so-called preachers confusing these people in these big synagogue churches, these mass mega churches that are going in. They don't know the left hand from the right. The preachers themselves, they're not even saved. They're not even called of God to preach. And it just grieves my heart to see it, to know and understand that these precious souls are going to hell because they don't care enough to help them and help their souls. All they care about is your money. They don't care about where you're going. They don't care if you're going to heaven. They don't care if you're going to hell. All they care about is getting their back pocket full of your money. That's all they do. I guarantee if you take their money away, they would move on to another church. They'd move on to greener pastures, no doubt. You see, God, thank God for His mercy. If it wasn't for His mercy, they'd already be consumed. God would have already brought fire and brimstone from heaven and took out this world. But thank God His mercy renews every morning. His compassions never fail. Thank God for that. We would all be consumed. I would have already been to hell if God's mercy didn't renew every day. I'm thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful for the prayers of the saints of my church that prayed for me when I was running away from the Word of God. I heard it as a young boy when I was 13 years old. I had an emotional experience. I had a few tears run down my face, and that was just an emotional experience. That's not what got me saved. After 7 years running in sin, being full of the devil and working on my mind all the time, when I got tired of feeling that way, when I was so troubled, this poor man cried. The Lord heard my cry and delivered me from every trouble that I had. He gave me that peace and joy that I looked for. I saw that in the preacher. I saw it in the saints of the house of God. I saw it in them. I wanted that. I needed that. I was desperate. I was in need. And that day I got saved. I was determined. I prayed with all my heart. And my heart was doing all the speaking. I said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I need your help, Lord. I need your mercy upon me, Lord. I need strength. I need peace. I need joy, Lord. I need it. I pray that you would help me. If it means dying right now and going to heaven to be with you, let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. Just take me on out of here. I'm tired of living this way. And when I got remorse, when I got contrite, when I got determined just like that, that's when I felt the Holy Spirit come inside my heart. Heaven filled my soul. Thank God it's been walking with me ever since. I've been trying to get myself right, get closer and cleaner, to be more like God, to look more like Him, not just talk about it, but walk it. And I just pray to God that you'd be saved today. Do some praying today. Really call out on God. Don't waste another day. Don't let the Word of God fall to the ground. The devil most likely and will definitely come and try to take the Word of God that you heard today and take it away from you. Don't let him do it. Do some praying. Don't waste another time. I see my time's about gone. Do some praying. All the Christians pray for me. And God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.